Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi there, listener. This is Jeffrey, here for our Season 3 finale. After today's episode, we will go on hiatus while we work on Season 4, but there are a couple of quick housekeeping things I want to share before we get to the episode. First, we will be releasing a bunch of great stuff between seasons, so keep an eye on this feed. We've got some conversations with the Unwell team planned, we'll be sharing a couple of episodes of other shows we love, plus, we've got some other neat ideas up our sleeve. We hope you'll enjoy some of this special content while we're working on the next season. Second, you're probably asking, what's the plan for Season 4? Well, we've recently finished writing the season and we'll be heading into the studio with our cast very shortly. We expect Season 4 to launch in spring of 2022. We know it's tough to wait, but we really appreciate your patience. As I'm sure you'll be able to tell from this episode, Season 4 is going to get a lot bigger and a lot stranger. And lastly, thank you. Thank you so much for listening, for sharing the show with your friends. A particularly huge thank you to all of our patrons who give money every month to support the show. You all make this show possible. We love making it, and it means the world to us knowing that you are out there listening to it. So, thanks so much. We can't wait to see you back in Mount Absalom for Season 4 of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic Mystery.
Goddamn smoke detector. You could run out of batteries at any point, but no, you have to do it. 4 in the fucking morning. I'm down here looking for batteries. Let's see. What the? Lily Harper. Harper Palooza 2. Do I want to know?
Hello and welcome to this very special late night edition of the Lily Harper Show, starring me, Lily Harper. It's currently 11 minutes until next year, and I am not supposed to be awake. Dad said I shouldn't stay up for New Year's because grown kids need sleep, blah, blah, blah. And anyway, it's not really that much to see. He said so last year when I wanted to watch the ball drop, and Mom agreed with him. Or, you know, she agreed with him then. But now it's, stay awake as late as you want, Lilibel. Let's welcome in the brand spanking New Year in style. Hey, do you want some coffee?
Mom.
I don't want coffee. I'm 11. We had a little bit of a fight about it. She was all, what, do you want me to send you to your room and make you go to bed? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. So here I am, audience, staying up for New Year's, but not staying up for New Year's. Resolution. What do I want to do differently next year? Try out for the school play, even if it's a musical. Tell Dad he can stop packing my lunches because that's so weird to do in middle school. But without making him feel, like, bad about it. Fight less with Mom, even though she is so annoying sometimes. Fight more with Mrs. Schmidt.
Ugh, Mrs. Schmidt.
The next time she
Someone should have fired
about,
her.
Oh, the Confederacy had heroes too. I'm going to say something. I don't care. care if none of the white kids back me up. Why is this even a problem in New York? We were in the union and everything. It says so in the textbook. I want to put in some real work on career skills. I'm going to be in high school soon, and it'll be time to think about college. I still want to be a marine biologist, or if that doesn't work out, an astronaut. And that means passing the presidential fitness test. I'm going to touch my toes if I have to cut them off first.
You were something else, kid.
I just need a little more discipline. And I need to figure out what's happening with that freaky door I found in the basement.
Wait, did you just... Oh, you are kidding me. I don't remember saying that. How are you so creepy, me?
Yes? Yes. Hello, Mrs. Harper. I'm Theodore Wesley. Call me Wes.
Wes, honey! How the hell have you been? Where the hell have you been? Are you all right? Do you want something to eat? You must be starving. Let me make you something.
I don't think I need to eat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wes, I didn't...
I still like to eat. If you want to.
Wes!
Hey, Lily!
How did you... Can I hug you?
Sure.
How are you?
Good. Better. Turns out I'm a ghost.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Wes. We should have told you.
You should have, yeah. But you didn't have any way of knowing everything would shake out the way it did.
If you think of anything we can do to make it up to you.
I don't suppose I could get my own room here at Fenwood House?
Your own room? I just need to do a little dusting, pop some sheets in the washer.
Oh, don't worry about the bed. I don't think I need to sleep.
Right. Of course.
But I think it'd be nice to have a place where I could keep my things. I think it'd be nice to have some things. I might start collecting something. Postcards or bottle caps or stamps from around the world. I understand you might owe me some back pay?
Damn right we do. Oh, and when you want it, your banjerine is in the living room.
We kept it just in case.
Thanks.
Why don't you go noodle around and I'll fix you some breakfast?
It's the middle of the night.
No wrong time for breakfast. How do you feel about a big ol' 4-egg omelet with a truly disgusting amount of cheese inside?
Oh, sounds perfect.
Lily, can you come help me crack the eggs?
It's so good to hear that sound again.
Yeah. So, you see him too, huh?
Yeah, Mom, he's here.
Good. That's good.
Mom?
Yeah.
You were joking, right?
I said 4 eggs, and I meant 4 eggs. Hell, 5 if we got them. The goal is to cook up something that would make a hen cry.
No, Mom, come on. Asking me if I can see Wes, that's one of your jokes.
Why would I joke about that? How is that funny?
Mom, are you saying there's maybe a chance that lately you've seen some things or heard some things that might not really be there?
Have I been hallucinating?
Yeah.
It is a symptom, you know. The big A. Hallucinations, delusions, and paranoia.
Well, do you think you have...
How could I possibly know that, Lily? My brain is no longer a good reporter. You might as well ask me, Morning, Mom, had any paranoid delusions lately?
Well, have you seen anything, I don't know, unusual?
Other than the return of our missing friend, a dead child from the Eisenhower administration? What does unusual even mean? Life's unusual all the damn time. I don't think I'm Houdini, and I haven't seen any pink elephants on parade, if that's what you're asking.
Mom, I'm not trying to fight with you. If you're not sure about what you're seeing, maybe you need more support. But it's not the end of the world. You still have time left to live a little.
Don't get me wrong. I want to.
Even if you can't retain everything anymore, there's still people around you who want you in their lives. Not to get cheesy, but we'll remember. That has to count for something.
You don't have to start in on that, Lily. We both know you've never needed me a day in your life. You know, when you were in preschool, I used to send you to your room for misbehaving. And then when the 5 minutes or whatever was up, I'll call up the stairs. Hey, Lily, your punishment is over. You can come out now. And I swear, half the time, I'd hear your little voice call out, In a minute, Mom, I'm playing. Have I ever told you that story?
I think so.
You never needed anything from anyone.
I don't really know if that's true.
Why? What do you mean?
Jesus! Wes! Oh,
sorry.
How long have you been there?
Maybe a while.
Mom, why didn't you say something?
I wasn't completely sure as... you know.
Mom, I'm telling you, Wes is really here.
Yeah, but this time he just appeared.
Oh, yeah, I do that, it turns out. I can try to remember to use doors and stuff if it's too weird.
No, that's okay, kid. Be yourself. We'll get used to it. So you really can? Out of nowhere?
It doesn't feel exactly like nowhere, but yeah.
What does it feel like?
A deep breath.
Abby! Oh, shit, I completely forgot. The third floor smoke detector is still out of batteries. And it's 4:30 in the morning, and you don't speak until...
Wes?
Hey, Abby, how have you been?
You're really back?
Back and in the flesh. Or, you know, in the... something. Abby, are you crying?
I'm fine. We looked for you.
Can I give you a hug?
That would be good. You're back.
I'm back.
Tell you what, you three go get out of my hair, and I'll make omelets for everyone.
Are you sure, Mom?
Might as well, while I still remember what an omelet even is. Before you say omelet and I hand you a fucking stapler. See, that time it was a joke.
I can't believe it's warm enough to be out here.
Well, it is March. I saw a robin the other day.
The forecast says it'll all freeze again tomorrow. Global climate change, you never can tell.
Hopefully he was just passing through.
Yeah.
Where did you go, Wes? What have you been doing?
A little bit of everything, really. I talked to Joey.
You did?
You were working together on Spike's movie, right? Back in September.
Well, I talked to her again. Or she talked to me.
What'd she say?
She can't protect you. Like how I can't protect Dot.
Protect them from what?
Is life not enough?
Fair point. But she might know something we don't.
I'm not sure she'd tell us if she did. She was never the most straightforward person.
I wonder how she died.
According to some light research, it depends.
On what?
Joe Ann Coxley, 1918, Spanish flu. Mary Jo Houlihan, 1967, car accident. Josephine Pratt, 1889, tuberculosis. Josie Schneider, 1993, bone cancer. Johanna Mills, 1842, fell off a horse.
How did you even remember all of them?
Mnemonic devices. Every student's best friend.
You don't do anything halfway.
You never know which lead will point to the next step. Which reminds me. Wes, if you see her again, I've got a list of questions. Here, I'll write them out for you.
Of course, Abby.
You sleep with paper and a pen?
Pajamas have pockets for a reason, Lily.
They've got you there. Lily, are you okay?
Sorry, it's just a little wild to see you again. You know we ghost hunted for you?
You what? Like on TV?
We bought equipment and everything.
You bought equipment.
Abby thought we should try chanting. In Latin.
Momentarily.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
So what's our next step? The goal has been getting Wes back. He's here. What do we do now?
I had an idea, maybe. Something weird happened tonight.
In this house? Perish the thought.
I was listening to an old tape I made when I was a few years younger than you, Wes. I kind of remember making it, but the tape, it mentions that door in the basement.
Are you sure it's the same door?
I think so. She called it freaky.
She?
I have no memory of that door before coming here in August. Nothing. It's not the kind of thing you learn about and then forget. I think. Well, on Halloween, Marisol said Mom's mixtape was playing the wrong version of a song. The lyrics told us to check the basement for spikes when she disappeared. I think the same thing is happening again. Something is using my voice the way it used the song.
Something. Is this a something we trust?
Are you saying we ignore the tape?
No, I'm saying we proceed with caution, maybe. We don't know if its best interests line up with ours. Wes.
Abby, no offense. Can we give him a break tonight from your theory of ghosts?
How did you know that's what I was going to?
It's okay. I don't mind.
I'm starting to think ghosts don't fall under a single species, that there's a whole taxonomy with different types, like... A little like cephalopods, how squids and octopodes are separate creatures in the same class. There's you, who can seemingly go anywhere and interact with solid objects. Then there's Nora, bound to the observatory and learning to interact with solid objects.
Oh, she left.
She left.
I think it was more a kind of mental block than anything else.
Where is she now?
Seeing the town? Or maybe the world? Is that your list?
Yeah. You can just hold on to it. Can you hold on to it?
I have hands. And pockets.
But when you appear and disappear, can you take objects with you?
I don't know.
You must be able to. You can bring your clothes with you, and they're not a part of you. Are they? It can't be the outfit you died in. Your sneakers are too modern.
Here, just let me...
Did you have to do that?
What?
What if he doesn't come...
Hey! I've still got it!
Do we think there's a maximum mass-wise of what you can carry?
Abby, the task at hand?
Right. Do we see what's behind that door?
I think we do.
All right. First things first.
Omelets are ready.
First things first, we eat some omelets.
Really?
I miss food.
So the tape said to look into what's happening with the door?
The tape said I wanted to look into what's happening with the door.
And we're doing what the tape says? We've been fine leaving the door alone so far.
Are we fine now, though? The Delphics are closing in. I think it's worth trying to figure out what they're even after.
The real trouble will be finding the doorknob again. I'm thinking we invest in some sort of baby monitoring technology, keep lenses pointed at that area of wall at all times, and from there we can...
I can do it.
Wes?
Chew and swallow.
I can do it.
You can make the doorknob appear?
Not exactly, but I think I can appear anywhere.
You can manifest on the other side of the wall.
And open the door from there.
Is that safe?
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Do you want an honest answer to that question? Wes, you just got back. Should you really be taking that kind of risk?
We don't even know if it's a risk. It could be fine.
That's what risks are.
Wes is old enough to make his own judgments.
Wes, you're 16.
I'm actually a lot older.
I don't know if we count all those years or not, technically. But, Lily, you can't shelter Wes from his own choices. Look what happened the last time we decided we knew best.
I get that. But this house plays by its own rules. If Wes winds up trapped in some pocket dimension... Oh, shit!
I think it's fine. Weird, but fine.
I'll get the gear.
Great. Abby, you and Wes can go in, and I'll stay back with Mom and a walkie-talkie.
No. You go.
Are you sure?
I've had a very bad week. A bad, weird...
What happened to you?
That's beside the point. I really don't want to discuss it.
All right. I can go, but Abby, no offense. But are you really going to be up for...
What?
You've got me duty.
Oh. Right.
Do you seriously want a tango again?
I could stay.
It might be better if you come with.
For one thing, you're the only one of us who can't die.
A real ray of fucking sunshine over here.
We could wake up Rudy. He'd be happy to do it.
Wes, Rudy is... Well, long story short, I don't know if we want Rudy knowing whatever we might end up learning.
Agreed. Let the turncoat sleep.
I have a thought. Are you sure?
Thanks for calling me. My niece disappeared inside that room. You think I don't want to get to the bottom of it, too?
Well, thank you again.
Besides, how could I turn down quality time with Mrs. Harper?
Oh, you.
All right, we have our two walkie-talkies from before. What we don't have is a door.
Right. Opening the door. Hang on.
I still hate that.
Looks like it worked.
What's it like in there?
Old and green.
Moss? Paint?
It's hard to explain.
Walkie-talkies. One for you, one for us. Battery is finite, so we use them sparingly. Either side calls at the first sign of anything unusual.
I'm getting deja vu.
Are we ready to go then?
I think so.
Great, because this door is really heavy.
See you later!
Darn, we should have grabbed a flashlight. Dark in here.
Flashlight app on my phone. Hang on.
Nifty.
Yeah, I can't believe nobody put it together. You were from the 50s.
I guess it's not anyone's first thought.
We really did look all over for you, Wes.
Thanks, but for a while, there wasn't much of me to find.
I'm glad you're here now.
Me too.
I honestly started to think you weren't coming back, even if you did recover.
Why?
This terrible thing happened to you here, in Mount Absalom.
Do you mean dying or finding out I was dead?
Honestly, either.
Either way, it would have happened to me no matter where I went.
I know that. Of course I know that. I'm just saying, there's so many other places out there where you could have made a fresh start.
I guess.
Does the ground feel softer to you?
It's wet.
How do you know? If this is some ghost powers thing, we need to remember to tell Abby.
There's a hole in my shoe. You know, I'm remembering more about my parents.
That's good.
Here and there. Little snippets, mostly, or even just an impression. A smell. The sound of my mom's humming as she fried Spam for breakfast. But I have this memory now of sitting in the kitchen one night. It only could have been a little bit before I died. And I was asking my dad, I think I had a crush on someone in my class, although now I don't remember a thing about this person. And so I was asking my dad about love, about how you can possibly know when you've met the right one. There's just so many people out there, you know? Over 2 billion.
I think it's somewhere around 7 billion now.
Whoa, really?
Sorry, you were saying?
He said that part of love was about finding a good match, but a lot of it was about choosing.
You don't pick who you fall in love with.
No, and I think I might have said that too. But he told me, you don't just meet the perfect person and everything clicks. You meet a person you can build something with, and then you choose to build something. He said everybody writes pop songs about the finding, but it's the building that's more romantic, that really means something. Because you have to do it yourself, every step of the way, even when it's not easy.
Huh. And you're saying you think you can build something in Mount Absalom?
I think so. Do you?
What?
Why are you still here, Lily? You know, I can't say I enjoyed wandering around, never knowing where I'd end up next. But that was your life for years. Over a decade. Do you know something I don't?
What I learned out there, I don't need much of here. Here in Mount Absalom, not here in wherever we are.
What do you mean?
It's not that hard to make friends. All you need is a person with an interest in common. You figure out a way to be interested in them, come up with a couple of excuses to hang out, and you're a part of their circle.
What if you can't find anyone with your interests?
Then you figure out a way to be interested in what they're interested in. I learned how to tend bar, knit socks, and herd alpacas because those were the people I met. That was how to trick them into caring about me enough to let me in.
Trick them into caring? That sounds...
a little gross out loud, I'll admit, but it does work.
I was gonna say lonely.
It's a kind of building, right?
But you got good at it because you did it over and over. Because you were always prepared to leave every person you met.
Again, out loud, it doesn't sound great, but...
But what?
I don't know.
Why did you stay? What made you settle here? You don't feel trapped here, do you?
I did. For so long.
And now?
I don't know, Wes. I haven't really had time to think about it. How long have we been down here?
I don't know.
Marisol, Abby, can you hear us?
We can. Your mom's a little out of it, though.
How out of it?
What's the situation over there?
Very soft ground, very dark. Kind of a warm, chlorophyll-y smell.
Like growing things.
Yeah, that's it.
Limited battery. Signing off for now.
Take care of Mom!
Of course!
You haven't had time to think about why you're staying? What is that even?
Huh. There's a wall.
Well, yeah, it's a passageway. There's walls.
No, I mean, the passage just ends here. See? Wall.
So there is. Is that all there? Ow!
Wes? Wes, are you okay?
I stepped my toe on something. Can you shine the light this way?
Wes, can you take a step back?
What? Oh, Wow!
You're seeing this too, right?
It's a raised hole in the ground?
I think it's a well. It looks old. Check out those stones.
I've never seen moss like that before.
Yeah.
Looks deep too. Shine the light in here.
Something's glinting way down there. Is it water?
Let's see. Dropping a stone.
Are you sure that's a good... Okay, this seems very bad. Let's go.
Let's radio the others.
Abby, wait.
Lily, thank God. Listen, you need to turn around right now and get Marisol.
What do you mean?
We haven't been able to get through to you. The situation back here is strange, okay? It's strange. She's headed your way. Just get Marisol and come back.
Lily, you okay?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, be fast, but careful.
Shit. Why would she do this? Why?
It sounds like maybe she panicked.
Yeah, but now Mom is all alone with Abby, and if she has an episode, who knows what will happen?
Let's not borrow trouble.
We never should have let Mom be a part of this. Sleep is one of the most important things for Alzheimer's. We should have...
Tucked her into bed and told her to be good?
Yeah, I know she'd hate that, but what's the alternative?
I don't know.
Yeah. Marisol? Wes, can you please stop that?
Sorry.
We should have found her by now, right? How long have we been walking?
I'm not sure that matters down here.
Marisol? Marisol!
Lily? Lily?
Marisol!
Lily? Oh, thank God, thank God. Nothing happened to you?
What?
You didn't trip and... or have some kind of accident?
Let's keep walking. Dot's still out there.
Marisol, what were you thinking? Just because the walkie-talkie stopped working for a sec, that's no reason to...
That wasn't why.
What?
That's not why I came in after you. Are you sure you're all right? Are you positive?
Yeah, I'm sure. What's...
Guys, the door.
I was running for at least 10 minutes. How are we... Doesn't matter.
We should go, right?
Lily, before we go out there...
Yeah?
Brace yourself.
For what?
I'm sorry, I don't really have time to explain.
You're back.
Yeah, we're...
Lily, you're walkie. Who's that?
What the fuck?
Oh, hello there. Have you met my daughter?
Hi, I'm Lily.
Mom. Mom, it's me.
You see her too?
Oh.
That was...
She's gone.
She was you, right, Lily? Dot showed me pictures of you as a kid and the resemblance.
Yeah, that was me.
But you're not...
And I'm not dead, no.
You guys, I was there with her the entire time. Nothing happened.
Mom? Hey, Mom. Do you want to go back to bed?
She was here, right?
Yeah, Mom, she was here.
Still got it.
Come on. Let's go.
So, a ghost of someone who is definitely alive.
I love the smell of decomposing theories in the morning. Coffee?
Yeah, thanks.
That's me.
Who's calling you at 5 a.m?
Eugenia Hewitt. Hello?
Abby, stop looking at me like that. I'm not dead.
But preteen you is kind of dead, right? She basically doesn't exist anymore.
Well, as much as anyone's kid self is dead, why have we never heard of this before?
What do you mean?
This town is full of people who have lived here their whole lives. Why is nobody else running to their kid self? What's going on? Marisol? What's wrong?
Eugenia Hewitt was walking her dogs this morning. She said she saw wolves. 12 wolves.
Why was she walking her dogs in the woods?
No, she was on Main Street.
What?
There's a pack of 12 wolves in the center of town. Not running, not hunting.
What are they doing?
She said they're waiting.
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Symphony Sanders as Young Lily,
Marsha Harmon as Dot,
Michael Turrentine as Wes,
Kathleen Hoyle as Abby,
Amelia Bethel as Marisol.
Written by Jessica Best.
Directed and sound designed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer, Mel Reuter.
Unwell lead sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP.
And a special thank you to our supporting producers, Mike Beal, Calico Davis, Steve Diamond, Bill Gardner, J.D. Horn, Nick Keenan, Carolyn Koskasten, Megan McLean, Aurora Natalini, and Caitlin White.
HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing? Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000-word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories. But this way, I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.